Welcome to day one of 40 for 40, our journey through the season of Lent. Our suggested reading today is Exodus chapter 1, and our key verse is verse 8. To fully understand the Exodus story, we have to remember God's covenant promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. A promise for this family to grow so large they would outnumber the stars, with a wonderful land in which to dwell in the presence of God with them always. Through this, they would be blessed to be a blessing. The future of the people was bright, for they were God's people. The people of God found themselves in Egypt, though, because of a drought throughout the land. And God provided for them through their patriarch Joseph. God led Joseph to a position of power, and he protected and provided for his tribal family. But time went by, a generation passed, and all of a sudden there was a threat to God's promise. One we see in our key verse for today. A new Pharaoh who had no obligations or loyalty to these foreign people living in his land. People he sees as a threat to his rule. Often we find ourselves in the place of our ancestors, feeling as though God's promises in our lives are being threatened. Promises endangered either by outside forces of evil or our own sinful choices. It leads us to wonder where God is in the midst of the difficulty. Even from the outset of our journey, the odds are stacked against us. To whom can we turn? Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let us start our 40 days in the refuge of God's love. Got some questions today, things for us to ponder. Have you ever felt like there was something preventing you from experiencing God's presence? Was it internal or external? How can a lack of knowledge, like the new Pharaoh's lack of knowledge about Joseph, lead us into trouble in our lives of faith? Let's pray together. Loving God, encourage and equip us for the journey ahead of us. We ask this season of Lent will be one in which we draw closer to you, in which we find ourselves sitting at your feet, learning from your teaching and transformed by your love. We ask all these things in your beautiful and powerful name. Amen.